Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adav Shir Spanzo, Luinish Pansam Yaakov Shalom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Pasro Daf Yud Zayin. It happens to be that the Daf, being learned on Friday, Erev Parshas Chukas, speaks about the Parsha, mentions the Ptiro, the passing of Aaron HaKohen and Miriam, both mentioned in this week's Parsha. So I'll mention one thing regarding that. The Gemara tells us that we know that Miriam also died Misas Neshika, which is called the death of kiss, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took her, the same he took Moshe and Aaron. Says the Gemara, how do we know that? We learn Gzeir Shavah Shom Shom. Shom Shom from where? Our Gemara is clear that you learn Shom Shom from Moshe Rabbeinu. It says Shom by Miriam, Vatomas Shom Miriam Vatikover Shom, and it says Shom by Moshe Rabbeinu Vayomas Shom Moshe. Interesting enough, the Re'em, Rabbi Yom Mizrachi, he learns, he brings that Shom Shom comes from Aaron HaKohen. The by Aaron also says Shom, and the Marsha already asks, the Argmar says clearly from Moshe Rabbeinu. But Al Kolponim, you learn from the word Shom that Miriam died Misas Neshika. Pashup Shad is Gzer Shava, it says Shom by Moshe, it says Shom by Miriam. And because it says two words that are the same, you learn from each other whatever it says by Moshe, it says by Miriam. But Levi Yitzchak Mebraditchu, the Kedusha Slavi, he comes to explain that the words Shom Shom specifically speak about Misas Neshika. And he says, Dover Niflad Lemoir, he says like this. When Tzaddikim die, as we learned in the previous daf, it says, Vayigva Vayosef. Their death has a different name. It's not a regular death. They don't just perish from the world, but they are collected to the next world. How does that work? So, Zokrev Levi Yitzchak Mebraditchu, the way it works is, the tzaddikim, their whole life, they're working hard. And what are they trying to achieve? They want to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's their whole purpose. That's all they want. They're growing, they're elevating themselves to be able to reach and chap and click close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the closest way possible. What do you have in the world to come? As the Rambam tells us, tzaddikim yoyishvi v'neni meziv ha-shechina. Whatever the tzaddikim are aspiring to, or yearning to in this world, is there in abundance. When a tzaddik, his time comes to leave the world, what happens is that not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and just takes him away from the world. But they take the tzaddik and they show him the world to come. They take him there and they show what's there. And when he sees the tanugim, the true pleasure of Nani Meziv HaShechina that you have in that world, he has no interest in staying in this world, and he's nesof, he automatically is being collected to that world. That's how it works. So Yimele, he says, that's what it means, Shom. Shom means you take him there. You take him there, that's when he goes to that world. That's a Misas Neshika. He's not being taken by Baal Chamovis. The Misas Neshika is that it's a kiss. It's an act of love. He sees the beauty, the glory of being in Olam Haba, and he automatically transforms to there. He transformed to there by being there. Shom, they take him there, so Mimili stays there. That's what it means. Yomas Shom, he dies there, means because he went there, he stayed there. That's how we know the Miriam died Misas Neshika Shom Shom. Just not just Stama words of Zereshava. But the Shom tells me, how did she die? She died the same way Moshe and Aaron died, by going there and staying there. The Kedushas Levi, based on this, goes to explain when Gemara tells us, L'kamon, that Dor HaMidbar doesn't have Chelek L'Olam Haba, goes to say, of course, they do have Chelek L'Olam Haba, but they're missing a little bit of this experience that we talk about right now. Ayin Sham, it's brought down in the source sheet. Anyone who wants to join the Shom HaShava email list to WhatsApp, please email shomhashava@gmail.com.